basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Actually on.
Thank you, Dawson Halverson, and welcome to the Birdcage here at Chippewa Falls. As the Cardinal JV winning the first game, 48-21 tonight. We've got Gavin Bovey here is handling our controls, and Elliot Spies back at our Wogo studio. And I'm going to ask Elliot to turn down the Mark Levin guest host, Ben Ferguson, in my headset. If you could remove that audio, that'd be great. Appreciate that. All right. And so we'll get ready for this 1-7 Marshfield Tiger team against the 2-6 Lady Cardinals. Marshfield comes in here with their lone win when they were 0-3, winning over Wausau East 72-56. Before that, losses to Eau Claire North 69-62, 78-37 to Nina, and 65-37 to La Crosse Central. Since that lone victory December 5th, they've had losses of 29 points to Hudson, a 4-point loss to Wisconsin Rapids, a 10-point low-scoring loss to Holman, 36-26. That's where the Chahai boys are tonight after a 2-point loss to Memorial last night and losing most recently the Lady Tigers to D.C. Everest, 48-22. Meanwhile, your Lady Cardinals, since we last called their game at Memorial, a 65-22 loss December 5th. They were able to make up an initially postponed game December 9th and December 11th and win over Wausau West 55-39. Since then, three losses to River Falls, Sparta, and Hudson, the closest of which Sparta 58-44 defeat. So a non-conference game, kind of difficult playing on the eve of Christmas Eve, but both teams good to get out on the court and trying to etch another win for the Cardinals. It could be their third of the season. It would be their third non-conference win for Marshfield, looking for their second win of the season. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we come back. The first of two coaches' conversations. Heidi Michaels of Marshfield, later Becca Bestel of Chi-Hi. This is Lady Cardinals Hoops on WOGO Sports.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand-new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back, plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, a live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Non-conference battle tonight, just ahead of Christmas. So, Coach, kind of tough playing just 2 days before Christmas?
Yeah, I think it's always hard to keep them focused just in general, but especially you add the Christmas season into it, you know, trying to keep them focused through tonight so then they can get to their festivities, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys have had a number of injuries. I see three different players not available to you.
Yeah, we did, and that happened really the first week of the season. Has not helped for sure. You know, it's just we're trying to put some good basketball together, playing longer stretches of taking care of the ball. We've really struggled to make shots the past couple games, and so we're just looking. Honestly, we're happy to play tonight to have another opportunity to kind of go out and be better than we were last Friday.
And Chippewa, I'm sure, the same thing. Bringing their 2-6 record in. You've got, tell us about Haley Klum. She's your leading scorer at almost 15 a game.
Yeah, she's just a kid that's a 4-year varsity player. She brings energy to us. She can score inside and outside, and so we really do look for her to do, you know, not only score, but get a lot of rebounds and then just kind of settle things out on the floor for us.
Chahai also, not as young as maybe they were last year, but still a pretty young squad. And what about this opponent tonight?
You know, I think for us in this moment, I just think that anyone we play, it's more about what we are doing on the floor than anyone else that we're playing against. We know that Chai is going to bring energy. We know that they have some quick guards. We know that they're going to play us for the 36 minutes. And for us, I'm really looking for energy. Matching that energy on a home court and then really taking care of the ball and having our decision-making be better tonight than it has been.
Yeah, should be a good one. Coach, wish you the best tonight and the rest of the season.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Head coach Heidi Michaels, she's been doing this a long time. We're both remembering a very memorable Chai-Hai Marshfield game won by the Tigers, but Chai had beat them the year before in Marshfield. So we'll take a break, hear from the head coach of the Cards, Becca Bestel, in a moment. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
One-timer, and it was Drew Broebold with the save, and Chai counters right now. Here's a shot! And Burnett with a beautiful goal as he beat the goaltender over his left shoulder. Rough one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook as the 2-6 Lady Cards against the 1-7 Marshfield Tigers. And, Coach, one of the challenges, we were talking to Coach Michaels about this, I mean, Christmas presents and different things, Christmas cookies dancing through people's minds, so can be a little challenging to play tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's any game where we didn't have school that day is always a challenge for both teams. I think the girls are ready. We had a good practice yesterday, and so hopefully we can come in here and start from the very beginning. Sometimes we start slow, and so we need to start from the beginning tonight.
These two programs, Coach Michaels and I, remembering some memorable battles where Chi-High ousted them a year they thought for sure they were going to state, and then the year back they avenged it against Chi-High in overtime when the Cards had been number one most of the season.
Yep.
But this is a different time, but a non-conference game, but two proud programs. And two teams very hungry for a W tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Both teams have, you know, we've had some tight battles in the last couple games. And I think that where we have a little bit of an advantage is our conference is really, really strong this year. Theirs isn't quite as strong. They have some strong teams, but our conference is tough this year. So I think that those games that we've played so far will help a little bit. And hopefully that our girls can come out strong from the beginning and take care of the ball. Turnovers are a big issue for us recently. So hopefully that's a big key for us.
Yeah. Hope to keep trying to minimize those as the season goes along. I know it's been almost 3 weeks since we saw you, but you did get the win over Wausau West. In the process. So.
Yeah, and that was a great game. I mean, the girls came and played solid for especially the second half in that game, and I was really proud of how we came back and we took care of the ball a lot better. I mean, like I said, turnovers are a big deal. Another statistic that's big for us is rebounding. We cannot let them get O boards, and that hurt us when we went down to Sparta. They got way too many O boards, and
yeah.
So and some of that comes because part of our defense is a zone, so it's hard to rebound out of a zone. But when we're in that zone, we've really been working on boarding out of it.
And again, focusing on defense, we know that, but at the same time, in that victory over Wausau, you didn't manage 55. Some of the other games since then, 44, 44, and 39. So
yep.
Play the defense, but trying to put that ball in the net.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and that's something that has been an issue for a couple years for us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we do need to convert that mentality a little bit into a offensive-minded. And some of our girls have stepped up recently. I've seen some kids that haven't really looked at the rim, have been looking to go to the rim a little bit more and draw some fouls, get to the free throw line. And so we're working on that stuff. It's every practice we come in, we work on that stuff. So.
And yeah. Klum, the biggest concern for them offensively at almost 15 a game, they're only double-digit scorer.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's a good player. She can play everywhere. She's big enough, she'll post up a guard if you put her on her, and she can hit a three. She'll help them in a press break. She's does everything for them. They've got a couple other decent players that are role players for them that we can't let get going, but she's the one that will key on.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best. Go get them. And if you remember, come talk to us in the post game afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, flag me down.
It's only game three. So
yeah, okay, I'll remember that today. Okay, I'll tell my assistant.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Coach, dressed in the Santa hat, at least when she did the interview with me. We'll see. All right, and Coach Becca Bestel, time right now for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And again, as I look at this, you got 1-7 Marshfield, 2-6 Chi-High. You heard the coach, but I look at the low offensive numbers. And for Chi-High, the last game they did win, scoring 55. I say if the Cards can break 50, they'll win this game. So as important as defense is and important as it is to bring down those turnover numbers, put the ball in the net, the bottom line, you got to outscore your opponent, and let's hope the Cards can do that. 50 or more, we're calling it a Cardinal victory, hoping so tonight on their home floor 2 days before Christmas. All right, we'll take our final timeout here on WOGO Sports, and when we come back, it's the introduction of the starting lineups and round ball for this Tuesday night. Chi-High and Marshfield girls getting ready to do battle on this December 23rd on FM 103.1 AM 680 at Wogo.com and the live video stream of the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Back after this.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Shanghai Girls Basketball on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Gavin Bovee, video producer, and Elliot Spees back at our WOGO studio. Merry Christmas to everybody. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Let's get the starting lineups with Sally Holdorf.
Senior, wearing number 14, Kylie Waffenberg. Junior, wearing number 20, Lily Adler. And freshman, wearing number 22, Kennedy Colstead. The head coach of the Tigers is Heidi Michaels. And now for your Chi-High Cardinals. Senior, wearing number 2, Jillian Wick. Sophomore, wearing number 10, McKenna Wood. Senior, wearing number 15, Claire Hepner. Senior, wearing number 24, Willa Reisinger. And sophomore, wearing number 25, Tenley Anderson. The head coach of the Chippewa Falls Cardinals, Ms. Becca Bestuhl.
All right, Sally Holdorf, thank you there. And we're getting ready for basketball. And you've got Marshfield in their orange uniforms with the black numerals and lettering and some white trim. Typically some black undershirts for the Lady Cards at home tonight with the white uniforms, the red numerals and lettering, and the red trim. Chi-High 2-6, Marshfield 1-7. The Cards from the Big Rivers and Marshfield from the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and Marshfield wins the tap, and they've got the ball to start the action. Again, some significant injuries sidelining some of their key players. We'll share that along the way. There's a steal by Chi-High right away. They get their first, force the first turnover, and now the Cards look to get it down low, working it into the right corner to Reisinger. Wick, the leading scorer at 11 a game, and McKenna Wood at 7 a game. Jillian is a senior, McKenna just a sophomore. Ball knocked into the backcourt. Tenley Anderson picks it up, and the Cards get their first turnover as well. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Missed shot, whistle, and a foul called with 17-18 to go first quarter. Each team with a turnover out of the gate. And the first personal goes on McKenna Wood. First personal, first team. And that will send Marshfield to the free throw line. Haley Klum, their leading scorer, and misses the first one. So I got to just say, we've got the academic status for Marshfield, but not the heights. And not only not listed in the program, but even on GoBound.com, which is a prep site that people use. And so both free throws no good by their leading scorer at almost 15 a game. And so the Cards get the ball. So my apologies for that. A lot of times I'll catch that. We'll ask the coach to estimate the heights. Kind of missed out or somehow thought I'd get it elsewhere. And so you will not hear us reference the height. Whistle and a foul, but a good drive by Jillian Wick as the Cardinals go to the free throw line now with 17:02 to go first half. And the first personal, first team on Ridgeway. Hannah Ridgeway, the senior for Marshfield. And Wick, a fine free throw shooter for the Cards at 69%. Looking to get her club on the scoreboard, and she does. 1-0 Chippewa. We'll have another boys game coming up next Monday here in the afternoon against Wausau West. 1:40 the pregame here on WOGO. And this is the second free throw. And now Marshfield brings it back right to left. And a work in the wall on the right baseline. There's a shot off the rim, no good. And the rebound out of the Cards. McKenna Wood on that one off the miss by Lily Adler. And now they work it around. The Cardinals do on the outside, the perimeter passing game for Coach Bestel's bunch. There's a drive by Tenley Anderson all the way in for two. Nice hoop by Tenley. She gets her first two of the game, and the Cards go out on top 3-0. Marshfield on the attack right to left, looking for their first points of the game inside of 16:15 to go first half. Whistle and a foul. Driving Hannah Ridgeway, who had gone to the line earlier and missed the two free throws.
Reisinger's first personal.
I might have said it was Klum at the line earlier, but I believe it was Ridgeway. At least that's how I noted it in my stat sheet here. First one is up and off the mark. No good. So Klum, number 12. But this is Ridgeway. So, all right, free throw number 4 for Marshfield, and there's the first one made, and they're on the scoreboard. A 3-1 game. Cardinals with the ball. About 2 minutes in, and out on top, Wick gets it on the far side. They work it around to the left corner to Willa Reisinger. Reisinger was not here the last game we did. Was out injured when we did the Cardinal game at Eau Claire Memorial. Find Wick cutting all the way to the basket for two. And the Cardinals go 5-1. And timeout, Marshfield. They want to talk it over. 15:48 to go first half. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is the Lady Cardinal Hoops.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
It's fun. It's exciting. You can see some of the Lady Cardinals' improvement. Coach Bestel talked about let's limit the turnovers a little bit more. So far, doing that, each side with just one apiece. But now into the forecourt, Marshfield trailing 5-1 to your Cardinals. And some tough defense by the Cards stepping out. Working it around on the outside, the Tigers. Pivoting around and looking for a teammate, getting it off to Hannah Ridgeway on top. She gets in the right side to Loffenberg, working on Wick. Loses the ball, and the second turnover for Marshfield on the night, and the Cards come up with it. Here's Jillian Wick into the forecourt for Chippewa. Tenley Anderson, just a sophomore. She and Wood, bright lights for the future. Big future hopes pinned on them. And the outside three-pointer is good for the Cardinals, trained by number 15, Claire Heppner. And Claire Heppner's been coming on lately with that three-pointer, and Marshfield loses it again at the other end, their third turnover, and the Cards now trying to build an 8-1 lead after the three-pointer by Heppner. There's the shot, no good, and Anderson's going to recover it, and fighting for the ball is Marshfield, and Wick may get whistled for the foul against Ridgeway, stopping the clock with 14:34 to go first half, and Jillian picks up her first. And the third team foul on the Cards already, and checking the scoreboard to identify those. It's on 2, 10, and 24. Didn't have the one for Reisinger. So now that Cardinal defense, they've got a 7-point lead, their biggest of the night. Bounce pass down low, and another steal by Jillian Wick. The Cardinals forcing Marshfield's fourth turnover. Ahead they get it on the break. McKenna Wood, shot up, no good, knocked around. Wick fights for it. She tosses it to her teammate and recovered by Willa Reisinger to Tenley Anderson. She'll run the offense, deflected out to Wick. On top the Cards to Reisinger now. Willa, the 6-foot senior, a fine, fine volleyball player on the Cardinals volleyball squad. Lady Badgers had fought hard beating Texas, but Kentucky proved to be too much, a painful loss a week ago. Air ball miss on the three-pointer by Wick. On the outside, the effort to save it by McKenna Wood, not enough, and so Marshfield gets it back, trailing 8-1 with 13:41 left here in the first half. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. We're just by there today. They were having some work done by Post Glass and Mirror. Saw those folks out there. Cutting through the defense, and a travel is going to go on Lily Adler. And so while Coach Bestel had talked about concern over turnovers in the pregame, it's actually Marshfield that's struggling with those. 5-1 for the Cards. And, boy, I tell you what, that stands out so brightly like the sun on a cold winter day. And as I say that, the Cards commit their second turnover at the other end, and the layup is good. Busting out is Lily Adler for the first field goal of the game for Marshfield as they draw within 5 at 8-3. Into the forecourt, Wick, Jillian on the dribble out on top. But again, it is interesting to see a team you haven't seen in close to 3 weeks and note the improvement. And there's a deflected pass, and now I'll shut up about the compliments as it was knocked into the backcourt but then recovered. So never fully retrieved by Marshfield, so no turnover noted. As the Cards work it around on the outside, trying to work it down low, McKenna Wood. She kicks it out to Wick. Tenley Anderson on the right side. Good perimeter passing by the Cards. That is definitely an area they've gotten better. There's the drive, putting her head down. Claire Heppner, kick out to Tenley Anderson for three. Yes.
Anderson.
She's got her second hoop of the night and first three-pointer, and 5 points for Tenley, giving the Cards an 11-3 lead with 12:20 to go first half. Some fun here on the Wogo Sports broadcast. The air ball miss on the three-point shot by Kennedy Kolstad. Again, as it'll be Chai ball. The injuries, though, three players out. Maddie Kundinger, a junior guard, injured. Audrey Lutke, a junior guard, with a knee injury, and Talia Saskos, a junior guard, with an ankle injury. So three players, and that's been a lot for Coach Michaels and company to have to try to deal with as the Cards now trying to build on their 11-3 lead. Remember we said 50 points or more. There's the shot from the outside, knocking it down. Malia Killeen gets the hoop for the Cardinals, and they go 14-3. The timeout, Marshfield, they want to talk it over as well. Shy High's biggest lead of 9-11. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. It's Lady Cardinal Hoops.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
All right. Well, we'll take it back here. Nonetheless, Chi-Hi up 14-3. Sounds like a football score. Marshfield already using their second timeout. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. All right, Marshfield with the ball now, down 14-3. And they need some offense. That was something we were talking about with the Cards. And listen, the Cards, they started off at Memorial down 18-0. So we know about the cold shooting. But tonight, a couple of threes from Killeen there and Heppner and Tenley Anderson. Three threes already for the Cards in the first 6 minutes of this game. And a whistle and a foul going on Tenley Anderson. First personal, fourth team foul. Marshfield gets it in. Missed shot down low by Clum, their leading scorer, and then possession arrow is going to go to the Cardinals with 11:37 to go here first half. Chippewa gaining possession. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. So Killeen in off the bench, and her pass intercepted, and the Cardinals' third turnover is going to be a layup at the other end for Kylie Loffenberg, and it's a 14-5 game after that score. And the Cardinals' third turnover. And there's the outside shot. Tenley Anderson hits her second three of this first half, and she's got 8 points to lead the Cardinals to that 17-5 advantage. Missed shot down low at the other end for Marshfield. Again, we want to catch as many of these on our highlights to bring you in our halftime and later in our post-class, post-game show. Mentioned post-class and mirror out at... yeah, we love that. We love all of you patronizing our advertisers and if possible, even let them know you heard them on WOGO Sports. That's if you love these broadcasts of volleyball and football and basketball and hockey and softball and baseball, it's only possible because of the advertiser support. But also then would love to see one advertiser using another one and supporting them and serving them. And ball knocked out of bounds. 17-5 Cardinal lead, up by 12. 4 3-pointers. Who would have thought that just over 7 minutes in? And Tenley Anderson, again, you got to wear shades to talk about her future, bright light, and her and McKenna Wood. And oh, and there's the pass intercepted. So Marshfield taking advantage, and that's how they're getting some of their hoops on these bust-out layups. I think all three of their baskets in one way or another as Ridgeway gets that one to make it a 17-7 game now. And the Cardinals in the forecourt as Killeen Anderson to fire, left corner, comes up a little short, partially blocked. Marshfield comes out there with the rebound. Then the Cardinals knock it out of bounds. Good hustle off the bench. Macy Goki, the 5'10 senior. But again, love the energy. We heard Coach Michaels of Marshfield talking a lot about the energy and wanting energy from her club. And 17-7 now, 10:20 to go in this first half. So not quite to the midpoint. That'll come at the 9-minute mark. Cards in their zone now. Looking like a 3-2. There's the shot from long range. It's good, and you got to credit Natalie Delaney that time. She gets her first basket of the night and makes it a 17-10 game. So, again, had been a 12-point advantage, but now the Cards need to keep that offense going. Working around. There's two. Willow Reisinger for that one. And a good job by Reisinger getting that hoop for the Cardinals. And for Willa, her first two of the night. And down low, Marshfield. And we're getting back and forth here as Klum gets her first two of the night. So if the Cards briefly led 19-10, it goes to 19-12, back to a seven-point game. Tenley Anderson on the top to Reisinger. Working it to Goki. Partially blocked, so Anderson... They were kind of stepping out on her more defensively, and now Marshfield with it within seven as we approach the midway point of this first half. Left corner shot on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound Tigers, and a foul as Lily Adler missed shot there by Laufenberg. But this game picking up, and foul goes on Anderson. That'll be her second. She's had the hot hand for the Cards with the 8 of their 19 points in this first quarter of this game. And sending Marshfield to the free throw line. The first one off the rim, no good for Lily Adler. I'll try to check some of these free throw numbers at halftime. Early I had Ridgeway 1 for 4, although it could have been Klum. I'll check. But Adler now 0 for 1, the junior for Coach Heidi Michaels. Second one no good as well. Ball knocked out of bounds. Cardinal basketball. So again, Marshfield at the line, 1 for 6. That's help for the Chippewa, who had led by 12, but now lead by 7. And the ball back to the Cardinals. Let's stick with the action now. As Wick on top, a good distance from the hoop to Heppner. Back to Wick. They work it. Nice passing. Reisinger for 2 more. So Willa Reisinger, a couple of hoops here in the latter part, or middle part of this half. And making it a 21-12 game for Chippewa. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Chippewa. And so Marshfield will keep it with 8:34 left. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. All 5 brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Chippewa Falls. And Laufenberg for 2 more. She's got 4. Makes it a 21-14 game, and a whistle and a foul at the other end with 8:21 left here. First half. Chihai has led throughout. 1-0, 3-0, 3-1, 5-1, 8-1, 14-3, 17-5. And now Marshfield trying to cut into that a little bit as the foul goes on Natalie Delaney, her first. And only the third on Marshfield to the 5 for Chippewa Falls. Cardinals out on top with the dribble. Claire Heppner. She has the 1 3-pointer to her credit already, the 5'10 senior. Wick for 3. Got it. Jillian Wick knocks it down, and the Cards go up 24-14. So back to a 10-point lead. Cardinals had led by as many as 12. So Wick gets her first 3 of the night. And 6 points, I believe. And there's the missed shot by Klum and the rebound to Marshfield. But then the errant pass stolen by the Cardinals. First turnover in a while for the Tigers. They have 6. Inside of 7:40 to go, first half. Going right baseline. Emma Heppner in off the bench. Claire's sister. And now Wick will try to reset things. And then they toss it out of bounds, deflected by Marshfield. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. There's a Marshfield steal and a bust out layup. Their 4th of the night. Yeah, 4 layups. And uh-oh, we got a player down. It's Reisinger for Chippewa as Laufenberg scoring there. And I did not see what... there'd been the turnover. And so she is near midcourt, and we'll take a break as well. We will take a 30-second break. Back in a moment. This is Lady Cardinals Hoops, up 8 on WOGO.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Willa Reisinger getting up to moving and helping up now, getting some help, Coach Bestel. And so, no idea exactly what the injury was as she's helped over to the bench. I know there'd been a turnover, maybe some contact. The layup was good by Laufenberg. I know that Marshfield took a while to get any field goals. They now have six two-pointers and a three. Four of those six two-pointers were on turnovers and layups. So, again, the Cardinals with five turnovers to six for Marshfield. Marshfield had way more early, but they're getting... So, again, the Cardinals going to have to do this without Reisinger, who's gone to the bench. Hopefully, she can return. With 7:17 to go first half, Tenley, Anderson, and Jillian Wick in the backcourt. As Wick gets it across the timeline for the Cards to Anderson on the right side. Tenley leads the Cards with 8 points, including 2 3-pointers. Wick works it around to her on the left wing. Tenley, left-handed pass on top to Emma Hettner. They kick it to Wick on the right side. She goes through traffic through two defenders and has it partially blocked. And here comes Marshfield at the other end on the dribble. Kennedy Kolstad, the freshman, for Coach Heidi Michaels, and 6:45 in the half. Cardinals on defense, leading it by 8, have led by as many as 12. A long three-pointer for the freshman left-hander. No good for Kolstad. The rebound tracked down by Tenley Anderson on the far side. Into the forecourt. She gets it to Wick, head of the wheel. Left side, far side to Claire Hepner. On top, Anderson for three. Got it again. Tenley Anderson, how about it? What a night. Tenley Anderson has just been on fire from long range, and that is her third three of the night. She's got 11 points. The Cardinals back to a 27-16 lead, and there's the steal. Anderson racing down the floor. Left-handed layup is good. The best I've ever seen Tenley Anderson play. She has 13 points, and the Cardinals lead it 29-16. Marshfield's seventh turnover. Wow. I mean, just knocking down the outside shot, playing defense. Fantastic. And the ball out of bounds, and another Marshfield turnover, and the Cards get it with 5:37 left in the half. Their biggest lead of the night at 29-16. Again, Anderson with 13 of the 29 for the Cardinals. 6 points for Jillian Wick, 3 for Killeen and Hepner. It's been a team effort for sure. And fun to watch, fun to call here. And Anderson not afraid to shoot again. This one's short, off the rim. And the rebound down to the Tigers. They advance it right to left, down the floor to Laufenberg, taking it on top against the Cardinal zone. Spin move, Kolstad, whistle, foul, 5:08 left first half. And that's going to be Wick's second, Jillian.
Wick's second personal, team six.
Sixth team foul in the Cards.
Killeen back in for Jim Falls.
So Killeen will spell Wick. And Killeen joined out there by, there's a three-point shot, no good. Off the far rim for Delaney. Rebound out of bounds. Marshfield will keep it. So again, McKenna Wood, Emma Hepner, Killeen, also Tenley Anderson, and Claire Hepner. And at the other end of the court, missing a three-pointer again is Delaney. And fighting for the rebound, a whistle and a foul is going to go on the Cards. That'll be their seventh. Not that all the fans are liking it so much, as that is going to go on Emma Hepner, her first personal seventh team foul, and sending the freshman Kennedy Kolstad to the free throw line. The lone freshman on the Tigers. Left-hander up and got it. Marshfield struggled with free throws earlier, as we told you, one for their first six, but that went good by Kennedy Kolstad. And seeing if the freshman came in at 71.4% free throw shooter, misses the second, but Marshfield gets the rebound. And they'll try to capitalize. Deep right corner, three-pointer, no good. Missed that time by Klum, out of bounds, and Shahai gets it. So Heidi Klum, the senior, came in averaging just under 15 a game. The Cards have held her to 2 in jumping out to a 29-17 lead. 4:40 left here, first half. Killeen hit the three-pointer earlier. Gets it on top. Shot on the way. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Marshfield. The Tigers now trying to get things to single digits if they can. Bounce pass on the right wing. Getting it off to Delaney. Good Cardinal defense. They come up with the steal. credit Claire Heppner, and then a whistle and a foul.
Timeout.
As Marshfield commits their ninth timeout. Turnover to five for the Cards. We'll take a 30-second break. 4:20 left in the half. Cards with the ball and a 12-point lead on WOGO Sports' Lady Cardinal Hoops.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
4:20 left in the first half. The Cardinals leading it 29-17 over Marshfield here on WOGO Sports. I'm Mark Halverson. Gavin Bovee, our video producer tonight, and Elliot Spees back at our WOGO studio. Last game before Christmas, and then we're plenty busy next week, which we'll talk about later. Missed shot from the outside by Colleen. Marshfield out of there with it. They want to run. Kolstad, the freshman, on the left side, kicks it out on top to Adler. Back to Kolstad, and she gets called for the travel. 10th Marshfield turnover with 3:56 left in the half. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Tenley Anderson in the backcourt now for the Cardinals. Again, you love the fact for Chahi, you're winning the turnover battle. Half as many as Marshfield, 5 compared to 10 for the Tigers, who Tigers were sloppy early, then they kind of reined it in, and now they've had a number of turnovers here more recently. As Natalie Delaney, the sophomore, gets her second personal, fourth team foul, as McKenna Wood checks out for Chippewa. And now Tenley Anderson to toss it in. And she finds Colleen. Open shot is good. Another three-pointer from Malia Colleen. And the Cards go up 32-17. Great shooting by the Cards. I mean, just all around, it's just way better. And again, maybe Marshfield's defense isn't Eau Claire Memorial's, but still, wow, the Cards, I've seen a lot of improvement over 3 weeks ago. And it's fun to see. And there's good feed and getting it to 2 points. Loffenberg has 8 for Coach Heidi Mickle's club and Michael's club, and then gone from 32-17 to 32-19 now for Chippewa as they get it down low. Goki's going to maneuver her way around. Too strong against the backboard. Here come the Tigers the other way. And then just barely keeping her pivot foot, they go for the long three-pointer, missing it that time. Delaney, follow-up rebound. And let's see what the call is with exactly 3 minutes left in the half.
Macy Goki
gets her first personal, 8th team foul on the Cards. And it sends Marshfield to the line. And the first free throw is good for Adler. She's 1 for 3 from the stripe in this game. And Adler came in. It's only a 17% free throw shooter, but hit them both. So Adler had a lot of tries from the line. And that makes it a 32-21 game. Inside of 3 minutes left here, first half. On the outside, Emma Heppner, and now they work it with her sister, Claire. Three-point attempt. Colleen again off the far rim. No, a couple of bounces. And a rebound coming away to Lily Adler. Good try. Malia was close on that one. 2-3 zone for the Cards. Coming across the lane, a little junior hook. Missed that time by Plum. And out of there, a whistle and a foul. It's going to go on Marshfield in pursuit of that offensive rebound. It's going to go on 20, Lily Adler. First personal, 15 foul. 2:32 left in the half. Cardinal ball, 11-point lead. Biggest lead of the night was 32-17, 15-point. We have had no lead changes. We have had no ties. It's been all Chippewa in that regard. Inside of 2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tenley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest. My goodness. A lot of fun for Colleen as she hits her third three. And here's the Cardinals steal at the other end as Marshfield's 11th turnover. 35-21, one shy of their biggest lead. Killeen now taking a right baseline, draws the foul. So, tell you what, I go back to seeing Malia out here early in the gym a year ago, and the Cards struggled massively. It was a tough and long season, but it was well before the game. We were here doing setup in the early days of our live video streaming, and by herself in the court before the team, since the first free throw is no good. And one had to believe that some of that hard work was going to start to pay off. And, wow, tonight for both her and Tenley Anderson, and Malia, a junior, and Tenley, a sophomore, but the best I've seen them play, and the Cards have been playing great as a team, as she hits the second free throw. So double digits for Killeen, the junior. Comes from such a terrific basketball family. Her brothers called many of their games over the years. Justin and Tyson and Nate, remember all of them. There's the spin move in traffic. Colstead, they work it around. And just an outstanding family beyond just their basketball skills. And their three-pointer is good, but apparently it's good for Delaney, but what's the call? And then a foul. So they did count it. They did count it. The foul, but then the push on Adler. And Adler gets her third, seventh team foul, and it sends Wick to the line where she's a 69% free throw shooter coming in. So a lot of action here this evening and a lot of highlights. And again, what did I say? Boy, I was only asking for 50 points. The Cards are at 36. Just an absolute bust out here offensively tonight as Wick misses the free throw and then a possession arrow, and it's going to go Marshfield way. So Wick is 1 for 3 from the line tonight. And now Marshfield with 91 seconds left in the first half, trailing 36-24 to your Lady Cardinals. Bounce pass, good aggressive defense again by Emma Heppner getting in the way. And that possession arrow is going to go the other way, and so forcing Marshfield's 12th turnover. So Chai still sitting at 5 unofficially. And so now Wick to advance the ball for the Cardinals. Boy, it's been, again, a lot of fun to see. And the three-pointers have helped a lot. And there's another one. And Wick gets that one. A two-pointer for Jillian. And makes it a 38-24 game. And now working hard on the defensive end are the Lady Cardinals. Working through traffic, manipulating her way around, getting the hoop is Haley Klum, and she's got 4 now. Came in their leading scorer at almost 15 a game, the only double-digit scorer for Coach Heidi Michaels' Marshfield crew. Killeen out on top, tripping a bit. Whistle and a defensive foul on Marshfield with 45.2 remaining in the first half, and it goes on Ryan Costa, a junior. First personal and 8th team foul, sending Killeen to the line. Hits the first one. Malia Killeen came into the game 100% free throw shooter, was 2 of 2 on the season, but getting extra tosses as she hits that first one and the second one as well. So from the line, 3 of 4 on the night, and wow. You know, it started as Tenley Anderson, but now Killeen has 12 points off the bench. A 40-26 Cardinal lead. They have led by as many as 15. Colstead, the freshman, knocks down a 3. Her first field goal of the night. 40-29. Who saw that as your first half score with under 20 seconds left in the half? Killeen on the left wing picks up her dribble. Goki on top. Cardinals trying to hold it for 1. Goki trying to protect the basketball. Far side, Emma Heppner, pass intended for Goki down low, out of bounds. Cardinal turnover, first one in a while with 3.3 seconds left in the half, and the Cards up 40-29. Marshfield trying to get the best shot they can before the horn sounds. To midcourt, they get it to Klum. She'll shoot one, and no good from just inside the half court line. At halftime, our score, Chi High 40, Marshfield 29. Don't go anywhere. Highlights and stats just ahead in 3 minutes. This is Lady Cardinals basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
One-timer, and it was Drew Brobold with the save, and Chi-High counters right now. Here's a shot, and Burnett with a beautiful goal as he beat the goaltender over his left shoulder. Rough one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What an incredible first half of basketball. All I was asking for Christmas was 50 points by the Lady Cards in the first half. They score, I was asking for 50 for the game, based on the fact that the last time they won, their second victory of the season, a win over Wausau West, they scored 55. They have 40. They are 80% of the way there. You got to understand, the last time I saw them play at Eau Claire Memorial, they fell behind 18-0. They got outscored like, what, 66-29. This is a different team tonight. And I understand Marshfield comes in 1-7, Chi-High 2-6. But wow, how about these Cards? Check out these numbers. First of all, for Chippewa tonight, Jillian Wick with 8 points. She had a three-pointer, two twos, one for three from the line. McKenna Wood played and did not score. How about Malia Clean off the bench? Three threes, three for four from the line. She's got 12 points. It's only halftime. Clara Heppner knocked down a three. Willa Reisinger with four on a couple of field goals. And Tenley Anderson, three threes, two twos for 13 points. Yes. Two double-digit scores already, and Wick on her way with eight. The Cardinals with 40 at halftime. For Marshfield, 3 points for Hannah Ridgeway, four for Haley Klum, their leading scorer at just under 15 a game. 8 points for Kylie Loffenberg, six for Natalie Delaney on two threes. Lily Adler, 4 points, a field goal, and two for four from the line. And Kennedy Kolstad, the freshman, with 4 points. But wow, what a first half. We've got highlights to share. Let's do it now on WDOGO. Cardinals with the ball. About 2 minutes in, and out on top, Wick gets it on the far side. They work it around to the left corner to Willa Reisinger. Reisinger was not here the last game we did, was out injured when we did the Cardinal game at Eau Claire Memorial. Find Wick cutting all the way to the basket for two, and the Cardinals go 5-1. Come up with it. Here's Jillian Wick into the forecourt for Chippewa. Tenley Anderson, just a sophomore. She and Wood, bright lights for the future. Big future hopes pinned on them. And the outside three-pointer is good for the Cardinals, trained by number 15, Claire Heppner. More. There's the shot from the outside, knocking it down. Malia Killeen gets the hoop for the Cardinals, and they go 14-3. Gets that one. Well, not quite to the midpoint. That'll come at the 9-minute mark. Cards in their zone now. Looking like a 3-2. There's the shot from long range. It's good, and you got to credit of the night, and makes it a 17-10 game. So we'll stick with the action now as Wick on top, a good distance from the hoop to Heppner. Back to Wick. They work it. Nice passing. Reisinger for two more. And only the third on Marshfield to the five for Chippewa Falls. Cardinals out on top with the dribble, Claire Heppner. She has the 1 3-pointer to her credit already, the 5'10 senior. Wick for three. Got it. Jillian Wick knocks it down, and the Cards go up 24-14. Into the forecourt. She gets it to Wick, head of the wheel. Left side, far side to Claire Heppner. On top, Anderson for three. Got it again. Tenley Anderson, how about it? What a night. Now Tenley Anderson to toss it in. And she finds Killeen. Open shot is good. Another three-pointer for Malia Killeen. And the Cards go up 32-17. Highs. It's been all Chippewa in that regard. Inside of 2.5 to go here first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Killeen hits another one. Wow, between Killeen and Tenley Anderson. It's a 3-1 shooting contest. It would be interesting to have, and we don't have the shooting percentage for the Cards, but again, they've been on fuego in this first half. Another 2-minute timeout when we come back. The second half of basketball. Lady Cardinals, Chahai up 40-29. They've led by as many as 15, up 11 at intermission. As the teams return to the court to get in their warm-ups, this is Lady Cardinals Hoops on WDOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
All right. 40-29 is our score, and ready for the second half of basketball. Again, Gavin Bovee providing our handling the video producing tonight. Thanks so much to him. And Elliot Spies back in our WOGO studio. Speaking of WOGO, this is WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, coming up on 8 o'clock. Bucks up at the Pacers tonight as well. Pretty big at halftime, 59-44, as Miles Turner returns to Indiana for the second time for the Bucks this season. His team that he went to the finals with, only to lose to Oklahoma City a year ago. Marshfield coming our way now, left to right here in the second half. And there's Kolstad, the freshman. Again, I didn't tell you at halftime, 12 turnovers on Marshfield in the first half, 6 on Chippewa. Cardinals playing some hard-nosed defense to start the second half here. And then Tenley Anderson takes the charge, and the foul's going to go on Lily Adler. And if it's on Adler, that's her fourth. It's her fourth. So Adler, the junior, immediately goes to the bench for Heidi Michaels. And into the game comes Natalie Delaney, the sophomore. And again, Chippewa with the ball, an 11-point lead. Boy, this would be a sweet win for the Cards heading into Christmas here. But again, long ways to go. Anderson on the outside to Wick. As we set the lineup for you, Claire Heppner in there. Again, no Willa Reisinger. She went out with an injury. Don't know what it is. We can ask the coach later. They're on the right baseline. Heppner has her shot blocked. Marshfield out of there with it. Clean stick. And ahead, Marshfield on the break. Trailing by 11. Kolstad, the freshman, on the reverse. Misses on the other hand, but rebounded up and in for two for Haley Klum. And she's got 6 now. And they draw within single digits at 40-31. 16:40 left here in regulation. Wick into the left corner, getting it off to her teammate Heppner. Wick driving, kicks it out. McKenna Wood, 15-footer, good. So the Cardinals on the scoreboard for the first time in the second half, back to an 11-point lead at 42-31. As Wood getting her first two of the evening. And there's the drive up and in, and again, Klum again, and she's got 8. So she's getting the job done for Marshfield here in the second half. Again, as we've mentioned a number of times, their leading scorer, only double-digit scorer at close to 15 a game. Wick's pass, a little errant, so Marshfield with it. They're within 9 at 42-33. Three-pointer from the deep right corner, missed, no good. Rebounding at Tenley Anderson on the far side. Tries to throw it off of a Marshfield player. Recovered by Wood. Now Anderson comes out of there with it. And the Cards have the ball. Anderson into the forecourt for Chippewa. She'll hold her pivot foot. Get it off to her teammate Claire Heppner. Still about 15 and a half minutes to go here in regulation. Cards up 9. Pass to Wick on the right wing. On top to Tenley. The sophomore. Had been stuck on 13 here for a while. Wouldn't mind her getting some more shots. She had a very hot hand in the first half. Keep riding those hot hands, her and Colleen. And then Anderson couldn't handle the pass from Wick. Out of bounds, second turnover of the half. 8th of the game for Chippewa Falls. And we're going to break in the action. Marshfield ball down 9 when we come back. 15-13 left. WOGO sports coverage of the Lady Cards back in a moment.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
A little bit more of a struggle offensively for the Cards in the second half. A couple of turnovers, only one basket. Marshfield with the ball. Hopefully a good time out here for Coach Vestal. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. All right, waiting for the Cards taking their full allotment of the 1-minute timeout. And Coach Bestel is coaching in the Santa Hap. She interviewed it in earlier. And so, and the green Christmassy outfit, so. Yeah, talking earlier about, hey, no, there was no school today, so that's always a little different vibe. But girls played a terrific first half. Want to keep riding it here in the second half. About 3 minutes has elapsed. And now got to tighten it up on the defensive end against these visiting Tigers who'd like nothing more than a comeback. And there's the first turnover from Marshfield in the second half. Racing down the floor, Anderson's going to draw the foul. And Tenley to go to the free throw line with 14:52 left here in regulation. Tenley Anderson came in averaging close to 6 points a game, 50% from the line, was only 2 of 4 on the season before tonight, and this will be her first trip to the line this evening as the third foul going on Natalie Delaney. And she misses the first one. Anderson, the 5'7 sophomore guard, second free throw is good. And so Tenley, after missing the first, gets the second. And Chahai back up 10, 43-33. And Kolstad now. Kennedy Kolstad, the freshman. Ball knocked away, and the Cardinals get another Marshfield turnover. Racing down the floor, whistle, and Anderson is fouled. So, again, apparently, did they call a dribbling violation against her? Okay, well, apparently the Cards turned it over then, too. So, all right. One turnover greeted with another with 14 and a half left here in this second half. And the Cardinals up by 10. Trying to find that offense, which was, I mean, I don't know that they're going to stay. They were shooting so torrid in the first half. So many threes. And then cutting through the defense, a whistle and a foul. As Haley Klum is determined to get it. What we had, Wick had one, then Colleen had three, Anderson had seven, and then eight was Heppner. So 8 3-pointers in the first half of the Cards as a team. Again, that's 24 points right there. Remember the Memorial game, they only had, what, 29? And Klum misses the free throw. And by the way, I did check at halftime. She was the one who missed the first two free throws earlier for Marshfield. And then also one of her teammates, Ridgeway, was 1 for 2 from the line. So Klum has struggled from there, 0 for 3 on the night. Next one is going to be on the money. So she gets it. She's got 9 points now and back within nine at 43-34, Chippewa. And Anderson into the forecourt. And it's stolen away. And good defense by Kylie Lofberg. Got the steal. And then Anderson, out of frustration, committing the foul. And I believe that's her third.
Anderson
stops the clock with 14-11. So again, Marshfield, again, it's kind of like trying to start your car in the cold weather. It doesn't really want to go here, as Anderson will check out with the three. But Cardinals trying to, boy, so impressive offensively in the first half, but trying to keep that going here in half number two. Outside, long range, air ball, but a rebound basket is good for Natalie Delaney. That was way too easy. And it's a 7-point game, 43-36. Big possession for the Cards now, and they turn it over. 11th turnover for Chippewa, fifth of the second half already. And now Marshfield looking. Oh, and they throw it away at the other end themselves. And we'll make that, that is Marshfield's 15th turnover in the third of the second half. So Cards with the ball, important possession. Be sweet to score here, up by only 7 with 13:40 to go in regulation. Wick into the forecourt. Cards bringing it right to left. On the outside for Chippewa, Cameron Rossano. As Emma Heppner dribbling with Tenley Anderson out of the game with those three fouls. She is the lone Cardinal with three. So Coach Bestel waiting for some more time to elapse before she comes back. McKenna Wood in the low post off the glass. No. Rebound out of there. Kylie Loffenberg. So the Cardinals with just 3 points in the second half. And Marshfield has seven. And there's a missed shot from the outside. No good by Costa. Cards out of there with it. Heppner into the forecourt. Goes right side to Rossano. She did not play in the first half. A 5'4 sophomore guard. Wood down low, trying to work down low. Now she's going to get double teamed. They kick the ball on the outside. Wick. Cards trying to find something to work here offensively. maybe Colleen to come in shortly off the bench. I mean, she had that hot hand, 12 points in the first half. Rosano misses on the right baseline. And then the tie-up, Wood and number 12, Klum. I'm a little puzzled why maybe Colleen. And we've got almost 5.5 minutes in, and she had 12 points in the first half. And the offense is struggling. So, okay, the foul goes on Wood, her second. The third on the Cards is a team. And Colleen is right there, right by the coach. And I think maybe shortly we'll see her. She had 3 3-pointers and 12 points in half number one. And there's a bounce pass interior stolen away. Marshfield, 16 turnover, fourth of the half. Wick into the forecourt. Both clubs struggling here more, at least in the get-go, in the second half. Wick in the low post. The guard puts up a soft shot, no good. Air ball. Here comes Marshfield trying to cut into that seven-point lead. A three-pointer would make it four. Kolstad, the freshman, right along the baseline. Bounce pass to her teammate, Laufenberg. They kick it around on top to Delaney. Stolen away. Marshfield turnover. Can the Cards capitalize? They do on the layup by Rosano. And she gets her first of the game. Great to see that for her, Cameron Rosano. And that turns it into a nine-point lead. At the other end, Kolstad almost falling down, kicks it out, and the shot off the backboard by Ridgeway, and a whistle and a foul with 11:29 to go. And it's going to go on Chippewa, Claire Heppner, her first, and for the Cards, their fourth as a team. And Rosano comes out getting five from Coach Bestel. So Tenley Anderson back in there with those three fouls now, and a 45-36 Chahai lead by nine. Marshfield trying to get in the inbounds. Deep right corner to Kolstad, the freshman, working on Heppner. Again, we don't have Marshfield Heights, but she's one of their taller girls. Kicking it on the outside to Klum. Klum, their leading scorer, working it down, backing them down. Kicks it out. Contact basket good for Kylie Laufenberg. She's got 10. And Marshfield back within 7 at 45-38. Tenley Anderson to Wick. They work it around on the outside to Heppner. Emma on top to Wick. She'll penetrate. Couple of steps. Puts up a tough shot. Wood with a great offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Anderson for three. Air ball. Fighting for the rebound. Wick chased after it. And it's going to apparently stay Chippewa Falls basketball. 10:48 to go. We're approaching that midway point of the second half. Cardinal ball up 7. We had a bunch of highlights in the first half, but only one I've captured here in the second half. As Wick's going to fire the three, miss it, falls down, no foul called. And a whistle and an injury situation as Wick was down after the three-pointer. And they're going to, though Marshfield advanced, an injury whistle by the referees. So hope that Jillian's okay and hobbling a little bit. And she's going to be substituted for by Rosano. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so, so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Boy, you want to make sure that heating is working. We got January and February yet to come. It's a thing called winter, and it just started officially, at least. But the days are getting longer, and we're encouraged by that, and it's almost Christmas time. All right, 45-38, Cardinal lead of 7. Offense has really struggled in the second half. Gotta tell you, in over 7 minutes, Cards have only put 5 points to 9 for Marshfield. So both teams have struggled offensively. Too many turnovers. Kolstad misses the three from the right side. Would have made it a 4-point game. Rosano with the rebound gets it to Tenley Anderson into the forecourt. Save that pivot foot. Her pass throws it away. Cardinals 12th turnover. So back to Marshfield now with 10:11 to go here in the second half. Stelter Incorporated works every single day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 45-38 Cardinals. What was an offensive first half has turned into a defensive second half, and there's the air ball miss and the three, the follow-up rebound, no, by Lily Adler. Fight for it on the ground. Rosano's down there. It's going to be Cardinal ball or a timeout. Apparently, Rosano had it, and then they called the timeout. And so the Cards will get the ball with 9:51 left. We'll keep it right here. Again, boy, I'll tell you what, this is like trying to start your car in below zero weather. You know, you park it all night, you go out there, maybe you don't have a garage, and you're like, it's just not wanting to start. And that's the second half, is just not wanting to start offensively. But maybe this music will get him going. Okay. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. I think I told you about that. White City Glass. Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. Who are you going to call? White City Glass is the answer. All right, we're approaching the midway point of the second half. Come on, Cardinals. Let's get some offense. Again, folks, this would be a painful one to lose. They led by 15 in the first half, 32-17. It is at 7 right now. Again, Colleen is into the game. So, again, why not? Anderson led them with 13 in the first half. Colleen with 12. Cards have only been able to muster 5 points in the second half. The foul on Kolstad, the freshman, first personal, third team foul. 9:37 to go. Again, all we asked for was 50 points. The Cards are 5 shy of that, but again, it had shaped up to be a much more offensive game. Cards had 55 in their win over Wausau West before the 3-game losing streak. They're currently trying to break here tonight. On the far side, Heppner into the right wing. Gets it off to Anderson, trying to work that offense. Colleen on the left wing. She had the hot hand and 3 3-pointers and 12 points in the first half. She can drive or not afraid to shoot. Getting around on the outside, Anderson, the deep right corner. Tenley now approaching that 9-minute mark, which is the halfway mark of this second half on WOGO. Heppner handing to Anderson, and then contact and a foul. Foul's going to go on 14 Laufenberg, and Kylie has played pretty cleanly tonight. That's only her second personal. It is the fourth team foul with 8:59 to go in regulation. Just in front of the Cardinal bench, inbounding it will be Emma Heppner. Emma, off the Cardinal bench, has not scored tonight. The younger sister of Claire, her sister, the 5'10 senior, does have a 3-pointer. Bounce pass for Tenley Anderson, saved by Colleen. Saved by Malia Colleen right there. Boy, that was a turnover waiting to happen, I'll tell you. And Marshfield trying to overplay here a little bit. Out of bounds, Cards holding on. But again, I don't know, just the offensive thrust. I mean, this is kind of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like, the first half was awesome. 8 3-pointers, and the second half, just kind of searching. I don't know. All right, on the far side, Claire Heppner to inbound it with Wick and Tenley Anderson, Colleen and McKenna Wood. Let's get that offense here. 8:40 to go. Anderson sees some daylight on the left wing, penetrates, kicks it out to Wick. They're working around on the outside, on the far side to Claire Heppner. Colleen for 3, off the rim, no good. Wood goes after the rebound. Can't get it. It comes away to Klum. Marshfield with the ball. They're down by 7. And again, listen, the Cards have left the door open here, but Marshfield's been missing a ton of shots. Left corner, Kolstad misses yet another. And Tenley Anderson with the rebound with 8:14 to go. So Marshfield continues to miss, as well as Anderson into the forecourt. Takes it right wing to Wood. They work it left wing. Colleen will fire the 3 and hit it. And oh, what an important shot as the Cards go up 10. It was the first and important, and she keeps that hot hand going from the first half. She's got 15 to lead all Cardinal scorers, Malia Colleen. And, oh, somebody left their player defensively. Kylie Laufenberg, way too easy for 2 at the other end. So after Colleen made it a 10-point game, it's back to an 8-point game at 48-40. And 7.5 to play. On the far side, Wick. Jillian came in averaging 11 a game. She had 8 in the first half. Driving, acrobatic, misses the shot. And again, hobbling a little bit after that, falling down after that missed 3 earlier. Coming back to the other end. And Marshfield knocking down the Chai defender. Gets her own rebound and puts it in. Haley Klum, not to be denied, showing everything that makes her the leading scorer for the Tigers. And the Cards going to use another timeout. 7:08 to go. Marshfield within 6. Chai ball when we come back in half a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Lady Cardinals Hoops.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
All I want for Christmas is a win tonight, a win tonight, oh yeah, a win tonight, oh yeah. 48-42, the Cardinals up 6. They led by 15 at 32-17, but Marshfield making it a little scary. Listen, we don't want a horror movie for Christmas. It's a six-point game right now, and again, the Cardinals with the ball. When action resumes here, let me tell you, look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on, get it now, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by the Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. All right, here we go, Cardinals. Here we go. Rosano and Tenley Anderson in the backcourt. That was a big three-pointer by Colleen a short time ago. She's up to 15, but we need some others to chip in as well. As work it to Malia on the left wing to Rosano now. Cameron didn't see any action, I don't believe, in the first half. Colleen had it stolen away. She was trying to position herself on the right baseline. Cardinal turnover, 13th of the night. Marshfield gets the basket at the other end and makes it a four-point game. Laufenberg has 14 to lead Marshfield. It is, yes, a four-point game at 48-44. Marshfield on a 6-0 run at the moment. It was 48-38. Marshfield's gone 6-0 since Colleen hit that three inside of 6.5. Listen, the Cardinals are going to have to get more offense if they're going to win this game. Marshfield coming back from down 32-17 to within four right now, and there's the errant pass, 14th Cardinal turnover. Here come the Tigers. Again, they've had lots of opportunities. Chai's only scored 8 points in the second half. Down low to make it a two-point game. Block shot by Wood. Blocking the shot of Lily Adler, but Marshfield getting the rebound. As Heidi Mickles yells out instructions, 6 minutes to go. Another block by Wood on the outside. Fighting for the loose ball. It's going to be Chahai ball with 5:56 to go. Come on, girls. You can do it. Boy, I would love to see a layup if we could. Kind of a high percentage shot. Colleen seems to have the confidence right now in terms of taking over that outside shooting prowess of the first half to the second half. But we're trying to will them to victory here. Tenley Anderson has not scored in the second half after putting 13 on the board in the first half. Wood, the basket is good from McKenna Wood. And the Cards go up 6:50-44. Huge basket for Wood there. And for McKenna, only her second basket of the night, both coming in the second half. Kolstad trying to work that right baseline, and Tenley Anderson just got her fourth personal with 5:29 to go. It's a ton of time for the sophomore. We'll see how Coach Bestel handles that. And she will come out in favor of Emma Heppner. Again, no Willa Reisinger since she went out with an injury. No word on what that is. I do not even see her on the... Let's see, she may have a... Not sure if she's in the bench or not, but again, I don't see her in terms of her number is not visible. Three-point shot rattles out from for Delaney. No good. Cardinals out of there with it. Colleen for Chippewa with a six-point lead in the ball. Again, Anderson on the bench with those four fouls now with over 5 minutes to go. Going to have to do it without her. They'll look for Colleen, but can somebody else help in the scoring department? Heppner, Claire on top. Pivots, gets it to Colleen. Colleen, the junior, looks down low to Wood. A nice spin move from McKenna. She misses off glass. No. Rebound Cardinals. Loose ball on the floor. Recovered by Emma Heppner. Chi-High basketball. They reload here. Inside of 4:50 to go. Colleen on top. Malia needs to look for her shot. I mean, clearly she should. She had 12 in the first half. She's got 15. She's carried over the outside shooting after missing initially. There's the bounce pass to her. Dangerous pass stolen away from Heppner. Claire, right baseline. Marshfield trying to cut this to a four, maybe a three-point game. Going right baseline. Klum, she'll take it in and score. And she is very determined and... 13 points now, 9 in the second half. Klum makes it 50-46 with approaching 4 minutes to go. Gavin Bovee, our video producer. Elliot Spies back at our WOGO studios. I'm Mark Halverson. The 4-minute mark. the pass down low, and oh, an air ball missed by Emma Heppner, but the Cards recover it. On top, they get it now to Claire Heppner. Boy, I'd love to see Malia Kleen get a shot here. She has been lethal from long range with four threes to her credit. Driving the basket by Rosado. No good. Follow-up is in for Chippewa. McKenna Wood, her third hoop of the night. McKenna Wood gets the rebound basket for Chippewa. Her third basket of the second half makes it 52-46. Cardinals back to a six-point lead, getting just enough offense. Boy, when I said would request, there we go, down low, cutting through a couple of defenders in the basket. Good for Adler, and makes it a four-point game and a timeout, Marshfield. 3:18 to go. We're back in half a minute. Chi High with the ball and a four-point lead. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Quality Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, Chi-High against the full court press of Marshfield now. And Tenley Anderson able to keep her balance as Macy Goki has checked in as well. She gets double teamed. Goki pivots, gets it off to Tenley Anderson. Clock approaching the three-minute mark. Cardinals with the ball and a four-point lead. Still got to be thinking aggressively, offensively, as ball lost by Colleen, but last touch by Marshfield. 2:56 to go, and Wood will check in. Again, remember, Tenley Anderson playing with the four fouls as Macy Goki takes a seat. The Cardinals 5'10 senior. So Anderson to inbound it for the Cardinals. I've got three highlights from the second half. Three-pointer, Colleen! Rattle out, no good. It was, the radar was close there. Oh, that would have been nice to up it to a seven-point lead. Marshfield now to try to get closer than they've been since very early in this game. Cardinal defense needs to really clamp down. There's the long-range shot. Air ball miss, recovered by the freshman Colstad, right baseline. She gets it off, whistle and a foul. Haley Klum, that's the player they look to. Their senior leader, their scoring leader at just under 15 a game, stops the clock with 2:34 to go in regulation as the foul goes on Cameron Rosano, first personal on the 5'4 sophomore, and the free throw good for Plum. And Haley had come in here tonight a 63% free throw shooter. First half, she was 0 for 2 and is 2 for 3 in the second half, and make it even better than that. So 3 for 4, and it's a 52-50 game. It's gotten dangerously close, and Marshfield forces the turnover with their full court press, the 16th, and now Marshfield with a chance to tie or get the lead with 2:33 to go. Say it ain't so, say it ain't so, but we call it like it is here at 8:25 on this Tuesday evening, the eve of Christmas Eve. Chi-High trying to turn up the defensive pressure as much as they can. Tenley Anderson doing what she can, but aware of the fact she has four fouls. Marshfield works it right side to Colstad. The freshman knocks down the Chi-High defender and gets the charge. Colstad gets called for the charge against Malia Colleen. How about that? Second personal on Colstad, and the fifth team foul with 2:16 to go. And now against that full court pressure, Emma Heppner. Cards have struggled against this at different points this season as Tenley Anderson breaks the press into the forecourt for the Cards. 2:10 to go. Colleen, she'll take the three. Off the rim, no good. Oh, would have been nice. Anybody else going to take a shot? Tenley Anderson has just gone quiet on even shot attempts. Right baseline, cutting through traffic. Shot up, no good. Great rebound from McKenna Wood. Wood got the ball, and it's Chi-High ball. Let's see if it's a foul on Marshfield. 1:53 to go. It is. Cardinal ball just trying to hold on. After 40 points in the first half, a mere 12 points in the second half. Wow, the foul on number 12, Klum, her first of the night. against the pressure, Anderson, and she gets fouled in the backcourt by 14, Laufenberg. And so Tenley, in a short time, is going to go to the free throw line, it would appear here. And Anderson came in, a 50% free throw shooter, and she was 1-for-2 here in the second half. So she does have the 14 points on the evening. 52-50, Chihai, 1:51 to go. First one is up. Got it. Huge free throw for Tenley Anderson. Makes it 53-50, and if she can sink this, it's a two-possession game. Points have not come easy for the Cards in half number two. The sophomore Anderson, second one around, and it, oh, just didn't fall. Fighting for the rebound, out of bounds to Chippewa. All right. So Anderson, 2-for-4 from the stripe, keeping that 50% free throw percentage that she brought in of 2-for-4. She is 2-for-4 again here tonight. So, all right, Anderson to get it in for the Cards, 1:50 to go. Colleen, shot attempt, it's partially blocked, but recovered by Anderson. Cardinal basketball on top to Emma Heppner. And now they'll set things with Anderson getting fouled, and it looks like Tenley going back to the free throw line. So Marshfield trying to get the steal and committing the foul is Laufenberg, her fourth, eighth team foul, and Anderson back to the line where she's a 50% shooter. She'll get a 1-1. 100 seconds to go. Free throw is on the way. Got it. In order to get that second one, she needed to make the first, and she did. So, 3 of 5 from the line, all here in the second half, making it a two-possession game at 54-50. That was huge. Second one on the way. It's in there. Tenley comes up big as the points tougher to come five from the field, but four free throws, giving her 17 and a timeout, Marshfield. 55-50 Cards when we come back in half a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Lady Cardinal basketball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. 55-50 Cardinals up five as they return Emma Heppner as well as her sister Claire, McKenna Wood, Malia Colleen, and Tenley Anderson. Though five, we haven't seen Jillian Wick here, I guess, for, well, you know, that ankle. I think that's the thing. You know, after she tried to play after it, and she'd fallen down after a three-point attempt, and it was just bothering her. So she's done for the night. And I think she's got her, see her, the foot up on the bench, and Willa Reisinger as well. So a couple of injuries here for the Cardinals, and now trying to hold on. With less than a minute and a half to go, Marshfield on the attack, left to right. They're working on top, Laufenberg. She'll drive with the four fouls. Open shooter from the top of the wheel is a three-pointer good for Natalie Delaney. That is her third of the night. She's got 11, and all of a sudden it's a 55-53 game, and we get another timeout with 1:18 to go. Back in half a minute, this is Cardinal basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
One-timer, and it was Drew Brobold with the save, and Chihai counters right now. Here's a shot! And Burnett with a beautiful goal as he beat the goaltender over his left shoulder. Rough one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
55-53 Chippewa as Natalie Delaney, the Marshfield sophomore, just hit her third three of the night. Cardinal ball when action resumes. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RC accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. And don't forget, later we've got our post-class post-game show and the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap later on. And a lot of highlights, the bulk of them from the first half, because the second half points have been a lot tougher to come by for the 2-6 Cards against the 1-7 Marshfield Tigers. 1:18 to go. Tenley Anderson dribbles it down the floor all the way down the right side, and now she'll bring it out on top, getting it to Claire Heppner. They're working on the outside. Colleen sees an open lane. Pull-up shot on the way off the rim. No good. Rebound McKenna Wood at the far side. Marshfield knocked down. Whistle on. Let's see. The Tigers last had it. And it is apparently a Chippewa Falls foul with 1:02 to go. And Tenley Anderson just fouled out. So in pursuit of the loose ball, the Cards lose their best ball handler, Tenley Anderson. She finishes with 17 points on the night. And with Wick on the sidelines, wow, this is going to be a test for, one would think, Rosano and Heppner and company. Can they handle the pressure? Wow, a two-point game, just trying desperately to get to the finish line here. You get two injured players, and now you lost one to fouls. And the free throw, no good by Loffenberg, but Marshfield gets the rebound. The shot is good, and they just grabbed the lead. A two for Adler, and it's tied at 55. Would you believe our first tie coming with just over 50 seconds to go? Unbelievable. And on the far side now, Heppner against the pressure gets it to Colleen. Colleen into the forecourt for Chippewa, the 5'8 junior down low, and this shot, oh, they needed that one from Heppner, and Emma couldn't get it to go. And oh, now Marshfield with the ball in a tie game. 35 seconds to go. On the left baseline, the Tigers, Adler. It is tied for the first time tonight at 55. The Cards had led by 15 in the first half at 32-17. The offense has been so tough to come by inside of 20 seconds now. The Tigers in a 55-55 game, seemingly holding it for one to Loffenberg. They have outscored the Cards by 11 in the second half. They go down low. The shot is good for Haley Klum with 3.9 seconds to go. Timeout, Chippewa. Marshfield gets their first lead of the game with 3.9 seconds to go. And the Cards need to go the length of the floor. We'll take a half a minute break. Back in 30 on WOGO Sports' Lady Cardinals Hoops.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
The tale of two halves. Chippewa led in the first half throughout. They led out of the gate. They never trailed. They were never tied. They led 32-17. They led at the half 40-29. But in the second half, they just could not get the offense going. There was one Malia Colleen three after having eight as a team in the first half. Colleen has four. After that three, though, she struggled to make it. I would think she would be the targeted shooter here. They only need two. And to inbound it now for the Cardinals will be Claire Heppner against Marshfield's full court press. The Tigers know they don't want to foul. They have 18 fouls. Looking to get it in. Heppner now. And she does to Colleen. Colleen's going to try to get it. Half court shot is on the way. No good. Caught down low. And the miss by Rosano. And the Cardinals lose 57-55 to the Marshfield Tigers. Marshfield comes from 15 down in the first half, 11 down at halftime to tie the game at 55 and win it 57-55 on a basket from Haley Klum, their leading scorer. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Back with the postgame. The post-class postgame in 2 minutes. This is Cardinals Hoops.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post, Glass, and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
One-timer, and it was Drew Brobold with the save, and Chi-Hi counters right now. Here's a shot! And Burnett with a beautiful goal as he beat the goaltender over his left shoulder. Roof one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Chi-Hi fought valiantly, but they come up short, losing 57-55. Welcome to the Post-Glass Postgame Show. Coach Bestel with us momentarily. Post-Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. I told you I saw them working at the check law office today. If they're good enough for the check law office, they're good enough for you. Coach Bestel, that was an amazing first half. 40-29 lead. I said in the Toyson Ford keys to the game, I said if you can score 50 or more, I thought you could win. I guess I was wrong, but your thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, just when I went into halftime, I said, 40 points in the first half, you can't ask for better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, they had 29 or right. 8 or whatever they had, which was a problem too, and we talked about that. But the, I mean, we finally got some scoring in the first half. We hit some shots on the outside when they went to a zone. I mean, we did the things we needed to. I mean, it really hurt us to lose our two starters to injuries as the game went on. And I mean, we had some kids that came in and played hard and did some good things, but I mean, we just, turnovers killed us in the second half. We couldn't have that many.
Yeah, unofficially, I guess I had it at it, you had 16, but 10 in the second half after only 6 in the first half, which was so good.
Yep.
And I had them for 17 for the game. So you guys ended up about even, but they had 12 in the first half, so you're right. That was a difference.
Yep, that was a big
difference.
And
again, as much as your cold shooting in the second half, Marshfield was missing.
Yep.
And so
our rebounding was the other thing. I told you that before
right.
the game, too.
I know.
I mean, they got too many offensive rebounds. Even one is too many in a game like that. You can't give them second chances. And, I mean, Klum is a good player, a great player, and she carried them, not necessarily scoring. I mean, she did score, but, like, she, you could tell that everything revolved around where she was at, and that
especially
made a big
difference. The second half.
Yes, exactly.
And she got the game-winning basket, actually, as well.
Yep.
So, but again, there was a lot of brights. I mean, wow, in terms of Tenley Anderson and Malia Killeen, I mean, the bulk of what they did. And while Malia did get that other three-pointer in the second half, what do you think it was in terms of, because you were, can you even explain, you were so hot in the first half, and then the offense, it was like trying to start your car and below zero weather in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, and losing a couple kids didn't help matters. I mean, then it's different people in there. You don't play quite the same with the different group that's in there.
Right.
That makes a difference. And then, you know, I think people lost some confidence, and our passing wasn't as good. I mean, part of the reason we hit a lot of those shots in the first half is because we were passing so well. I mean, it went right to their shooting pocket. That makes a big difference. Like, the passer makes the shooter, and he wasn't there in the second half.
The first half shows the girls when they watch, like, this is how good you can be.
Right.
You did this.
Right.
So, but yes, what about the injuries to Willa Reisinger and also to Wick?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping that Willa's is not a concussion, and she's had a couple of them, so we'll see on that one. And then Wick was an ankle, and so hopefully the break will help because she's got couple days here to rest it and ice it and that type of thing. She did go back out there, but it wasn't, you could tell she was not going to play on it. So hopefully it's just a sprain and we can go from there.
As disappointing as it is to lose the game, at the same time, I mean, you can certainly go, you know, again, that was a whale of a first half. And we just couldn't quite, losing Tenley Anderson even to fouls, you just couldn't quite get across the finish line.
Right. Yep. I mean, and it's just, you know, game situations. We have not been in those types of game situations in a long time. I mean, that's the girls that were out there, you could tell had not been in those tight game situations. I mean, there were some decisions that we made that weren't the right decisions, and we can learn from them and get better, and that's what teams do. Good teams do.
Coach, it was a fun game to call. It was a fun game to watch and be at, and the energy, and we wish the result would have been different, but Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And you have a wonderful family, and so enjoy the holidays.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you for being here.
Thanks
appreciate
so
it.
Yep. My longtime friend, Becca Bessel.
Thanks,
all right. Thanks so much here on WOGO Sports. And I've got a message from our radio producer, Elliot Spees, that tells me we have taken care of what we need to. So very good. All right, so we've got some things here on this end as we check the clock here. And I have a very good 8:42. We're doing fine. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement, for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. It's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. That's 25, almost 26 years. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Well, a tale of two halves for the Cardinals. In the first half, 40 points. In the second half, just 15. They get outscored 28-15, leading 40-29 at the half. After having led 32-17, their biggest lead at 15 in that first half. But Marshfield outscores them 28-15, enough for the win. Turnovers, you heard Coach Bestel talk about it after committing only half as many turnovers as Marshfield in the first half, 6 to compare to Marshfield's 12. Marshfield commits only 5 in the second half to Chippewa Falls, 10. Ultimately, 17 turnovers for Marshfield, 16 for the Cards in this one. Scoring-wise, unofficially, I had Wick had had 8 points all in the first half. She went out with the ankle injury. McKenna Wood finishes with 6 all in the second half. Malia Killeen added another three-pointer to her first half, 12, to finish with 15, including 4 three-pointers and 3 of 4 from the line. Claire Heppner had a 3 early. Cameron Rosano had a basket for 2. The 5'4 sophomore off the bench. Willa Reisinger had 4 before going out with an injury. Again, agreeing with the coach, hope it's not a concussion. Tenley Anderson, all of her second half points after 13 in the first half. Everything coming from the line. 4 free throws to finish with 17 for the Cards. Again, those second half points tough to come by. For Marshfield, Ridgeway finishes with 3. Yeah, Haley Klum, you saw her. After just 4 in the first half, she came through to show you that she is the scoring leader as she finishes with 17 points above her average of just under 15. As she came through with 13 in the second half, including the game-winning basket. Kylie Loffenberg played big with 14 points. Natalie Delaney, the sophomore from Marshfield, finishes with 11. 8 points for Lily Adler and 4 for the freshman, Kennedy Kolstad, all coming in the first half. Those are your Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap here on WOGO Sports. All right, before we get to the WOGO Sports Calendar, some highlights to share from most of them from the first half, but some from the second. Let's give it a listen. Come up with it. Here's Jillian Wick into the forecourt for Chippewa. Tenley Anderson, just a sophomore. She and Wood, bright lights for the future. Big future hopes pinned on them, and the outside three-pointer is good for the Cardinals, drained by number 15, Claire Heppner. More, there's the shot from the outside, knocking it down. Malia Killeen gets the hoop for the Cardinals, and they go 14-3. We'll stick with the action now, as Wick on top, a good distance from the hoop to Heppner. Back to Wick. They work it. Nice passing. Reisinger for 2 more. Kyle for the And only the third on Marshfield to the five for Chippewa Falls. Cardinals out on top with the dribble, Claire Heppner. She has the 1 3-pointer to her credit already, the 5'10 senior. Wick for three. Got it. Jillian Wick knocks it down, and the Cards go up 24-14. Into the forecourt. She gets it to Wick, head of the wheel. Left side, far side to Claire Heppner. On top, Anderson for three. Got it again. Kendall Anderson, how about it? What a night. Now Tenley Anderson to toss it in. And she finds Killeen. Open shot is good. Another three-pointer from Aaliyah Killeen. And the Cards go up 32-17. Highs. It's been all Chippewa in that regard. Inside of 2.5 to go here first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Killeen hits another one. Wow. Between Killeen and Tenley Anderson. It's a 3-1 shooting contest. Those were your first half highlights as Chai took a 40-29 lead into the locker room. And the second half, they struggled Heppner offensively, so nowhere near as many highlights, but we do have these.
Regulation.
Wick into the left corner, getting it off to her teammate Heppner. Wick driving, kicks it out. McKenna Wood, 15-footer, good. McKenna Wood had 6 points, all coming in the second half for the Cardinals in this contest, as the Cards had led by as many as 15, had an 11-point halftime lead. Again, continues to miss as well as Anderson into the forecourt. Takes it right wing to Wood. They work it left wing. Killeen will fire the three and hit it. And oh, what an important shot as the Cards go up 10. In terms of taking over that outside shooting prowess of the first half to the second half, but we're trying to will them to victory here. Tenley Anderson has not scored in the second half after putting 13 on the board in the first half. Wood, the basket is good for McKenna Wood, and the Cards go up 6, 50-44. And so up 50-44, and the Cardinals, it just wasn't meant to be, though, as ultimately Marshfield coming from behind, tying it at 55, winning it tonight 57-55. As we check our WOGO sports calendar, while this is it for until Christmas, this is what we've got between now and the end of the year, and it starts with a Chai boys game. They're at home tonight, but they'll be at home against Wausau West. That is on a Monday afternoon, 1:40, the pregame here on WOGO Sports, December 29th, so a week from yesterday. And then the Denny Laramie Invitational takes over with, you've got two girls games, and you've got a boy and girls game, both for McDonald, both Monday the 29th and Tuesday the 30th. And so this is the way it looks, is Monday the 29th, the boys game at 5:10. And then the girls' game at 7:30. And then the following night, the girls' game will be at 5:10 on December 30th. And then our final WOGO Sports broadcast of 2025 slated to be the boys' game at the Denny Laramie Invitational at McDonald at 7:30 on that Tuesday night. Then New Year's Eve the Wednesday. And then we're back at it next year with lots of basketball and hockey as well on WOGO Sports, and of course the live video stream on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. That does it for us here tonight, as the Tigers of Marshfield get their second win of the season to go with 7 losses, enjoying a conference win before Christmas. The Cards fought well, and again, that first half was a lot of fun to call and watch and be supportive of, but just couldn't carry it through to the finish line. And again, worth noting, I mean, the injury to Reisinger was a blow, and obviously to Jillian Wick as well, and Anderson fouling out late. But the Cards dropped to 2-7 with the loss in this one. And for the Lady Cards, while it will be quite a while until we bring you one of their games on WOGO Sports, that is January 19th, due to bring their game 6:10 that evening against Wausau East from here in the Birdcage. Next up for the Lady Cards, they will play Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln here at Chi-High on December 29th in the evening on that Monday night. We're calling the boys game that afternoon. Thanks so much to Gavin Bovee, our video producer, for Elliot Spies. Thanks so much for his work back in our WOGO studios. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. And so certainly you can check out the broadcast at YouTube as well, the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Good night.
WOGO.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weirs Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.